This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And as I said earlier, can you believe it's already the middle of July? Boy, the year is going by quickly. Well, my first guest this second hour is a gentleman that I've known for a long, long time. In fact, he and his three partners have been friends of ours. And that, of course, is Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys. Later on in the hour, a lady that I first saw in Buffalo, New York. I was in the front row. She was the opening act for Prince. And that's Sheila E., and she's joining us today, great percussionist and actress. And then in our lifestyles portion of the program, I have Dr. Mike Dow, who's going to be talking about health tips for summertime. This is interesting stuff, it really is. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today, and I'll be right back with my first guest of the second hour from the Oaks, Dwayne Allen.
Got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV. But the one that I love is from the USA, it's standing next to me. My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And of course, if you've listened to me at all over the many years that I've done this show, you know that one of my favorite groups are the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've had them all on the air. I got great pictures of them when we worked together in Branson, Missouri. And we have our friend Dwayne Allen with us right now to talk about some exciting things. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Always
good. Ron, it's so good to talk to you and your beautiful wife beforehand. And it's always good to talk to you. I've enjoyed every time we've ever run into each other, and that's been many times over the years.
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you something, and I say this not because you're on the air with us today. I've told this to many people. We've interviewed like 18,000 guests on this show. You guys are the best. You really are. You're always there. You are always very receptive to doing any kind of promotion, anything at all, and great guests on the air. I feel like I'm a fifth Oak Ridge boy. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, we'll just have to come up with some kind of an award.
Okay. You know, I want to talk about so many things, but I do want to mention the fact, as I mentioned before on the air, Richard, and of course Joe's been on a thousand times too, but I do want to make mention about this new CD we were talking about, this gospel CD that Shooter Jennings, and I think, was it David Cobb that was involved with that too?
Right.
Yeah.
David Cobb is the producer. In fact, it's really his vision, Ron. We met at a little meet and three called the Pie Wagon.
Right.
And when the four of us met with David and we started talking about what we were going to do and what his vision was going to be for the Oak Ridge Boys, his eyes started to sparkle, and I knew that we were about to go into his vision. And he said, you know, I want you to imagine when you were little boys and you first heard rock and roll music. What did that sound like to you? What did that feel like to you? Elvis, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis. How did you feel when you first heard that music? Well, the answer to that was, you know, it felt good in the soul. It made you want to get up and move around. And what about it brought that characteristic of rock and roll that made you want to do that? Well, it was, we all were raised in gospel, and
sure,
so were they.
Sure, right.
And it was the passion in their lyrics, and it was the tracks that sounded like old-fashioned tent revivals, you know? And it made you want to move around a little bit. Well, we got into that vision, and we started asking ourselves, well, what turned those guys on? We know we were raised in Southern gospel. We were all raised in church. But what turned those guys on? It was really earlier than that. They were all turned on to black gospel.
Right.
So, Ron, we went back, and we went back so far that David is a historian. He went all the way back to the Smithsonian and found some songs that were In fact, one of the songs, Let It Shine on Me, I always have to search for copyright so we can get all that written down on the record label and everything, get all that accredited properly. I found 10 people that wrote that song. Well, what that means is it's an OPD song.
Sure.
So every black gospel group that recorded that song back years ago, they put their name on it as an arrangement,
yeah.
You know, and so I went back as far as I could go to find the very first one that I could find, and that's who we put on it. And there's five songs that came from that era, and we have four new songs on there, but they're all with that feel, that early feel of rock and roll, with the simplicity of very few instruments and a big emphasis on the four vocals, with very little tuning, very little technical work done afterwards. It's pretty much in your face. And to accomplish that, I'll give you one example. A Brand New Star, when we already had that cut, and we were listening back, and David started squirming around. He said, let's go back into the studio. So we followed him back into the RCA studio, and he said, bring that RCA 44. You know what kind of microphone
that is. Oh, I know
that
exactly.
Is. That big old 44 mic, ribbon mic.
Absolutely.
Let's all get around that mic and sing on one mic. I want you to sing to each other and sing together. And he grabbed a rhythm guitar and sat down about 6 feet from us, put a microphone on his guitar, and he said, now let's record that song.
How cool is that?
And we recorded that song around one microphone. You can't tune. You can't fix. You can't do anything to that vocal once you've done it. It's all on one mic.
Well, that's the way it used to be in the old days. You know, you have.
And that's how we cut it, Ron.
Yeah, but I understand that they put Richard in another room so they could control.
We did. We did. After we cut it, we realized he needed to hear himself a little stronger, so we put him in a booth and isolated him. But the three of us stayed there together, and we learned it together on that one mic. But we put him so we could bring him up a little bit. We needed him up a little in the mic, so we put him in an isolated booth so he could hear himself and so that we could bring his bass voice up a little bit. He couldn't really, we all sing so loud that we were drowning him out.
You know, Dwayne, it is amazing how patriotic you guys are. I know you're very close to the Bush family, and it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, when you go see these guys, of which I've done on millions of occasions. One thing I did not know about you, Dwayne, though, I did not realize that at the Paris Junior College where you studied, two operettas were written based on your life, and one entitled Let's See Paris.
That's right.
Wow.
And they were both original operettas. And they were written around my life in Paris Junior College because I had a music scholarship, and there was not a music program there other than for a band instrument. You could get a scholarship for band, but you couldn't get a vocal scholarship before me in voice. And I was the first vocal scholarship they ever offered there, and they felt that they had to justify giving that scholarship to me. So the drama and speech department, combined with the music department, wrote two original plays, and each year we put on a week of performances with those two dramas. And I starred in both of them.
Wow.
And it was really a big thing in Paris. They were really good to me there. I went there on a voice scholarship and a valedictorian scholarship, and they were very nice to me in college, and I have I'll become a distinguished alumni from there and a distinguished alumni from Texas A&M at Commerce, where I finished and graduated with a music degree.
Unbelievable. That is so great. You know, I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, how amenable these guys are, everything. I got to thank you. I've thanked Joe and I've thanked Richard. A couple of years ago, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania at a theater called the Warner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to come in the week after because I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra about
with your orchestra, of course you do.
And you guys were so nice to plug that show a week in advance for me. I'll never forget that, Dwayne.
Well, you're one of our friends, man. We take care of our friends.
Well, you sure do.
We believe in you.
Well, now, I want to talk to you about two things that are very dear to my heart. One is cars, but we'll get to that later. The other thing, though, is that this new clothesline that you have, the Liberty Legends USA Series, a collaboration of Made in America business and leaders that promote bringing jobs back to America. I'm a clothes horse. I mean, I really love clothes. When I used to travel with Ed McMahon, he said, you know, you're like traveling with Barbra Streisand. You got more suits and everything else than anybody. And, Dwayne, after we take a quick break, let's talk about that, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many years, Dwayne Allen, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. And Wayne and I will be back with more, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Back with Ron Seggi today, and staying over for another segment, is Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys. I can't say enough good things about these guys, and have always been so nice to me and my family. Tell us about this clothing line, because I think this is sensational, Dwayne.
Well, Ron, traveling all over the country like both you and I have, we drive through these towns, and you can get clothes cheaper with cheaper labor that shipped in from overseas, and what the Oak Ridge Boys felt like that if we got involved and put our name with it, and the Gatlin brothers, I might add, are involved with us as well, and so is Evander Holyfield. And we have several people with major names are involved with us now. But what we wanted to do is to bring back good-paying jobs for Americans. And we wanted people to start looking for the Made in America logo, made in the USA, made by American hands, you know. And what that does is keep good-paying jobs right here in America for American families,
right,
keeping families together. A good example of that is we gave away gifts to all of the people that are in our team, which number well over 100 every year, and we have something made for them. This year we had cups made for all of the people in our organization, William Morris, Sandy Brokaw, wow, Jeremy Westby's PR firm.
Sure.
Everybody that represents us in any way. And what we did was have a cup made with 17th Avenue Revival on the inside, so when you're drinking your coffee, you look right across to the other side, and it's handmade, and there is 17th Avenue Revival inside the cup.
Oh, wow.
Oak Ridge Boys on the outside. We're very careful to make sure that that cup is handmade in California, but we were very insistent that it be made in the United States. And what we are doing is we're trying to lead by example ourselves. If you watch Huckabee, I
sure
gave
did.
Him a suit the other night on his show about 2 weeks ago. That was a Hart, Schaffner & Marx suit, which is made in America. They're one of America's greatest suit makers. And we will travel to Paducah, Kentucky, and we have suits and jackets for all of the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, wow. How
and cool we will take them to their afternoon Sunday concert and surprise them with brand new suits and jackets at their concert. And what we're doing is we're trying our best to show that giving is a part of the American system. It shows that we care by giving, is those people tell people that we're giving them something that's American made.
Sure.
And they help us get the word out. We may never make a penny at it, Ron. We're not really in it for the money. We've got a good job.
Yeah.
We're doing it because we want to help keep American families employed and keep good jobs in America.
Can you go on OakRidgeBoys.com and order the suits there?
Yeah,
do
go
that.
To our website,
yeah,
and find the link to Liberty Legends, and it will take you right to their page.
I'm serious. I am going to do that. See, I've been wanting these suits for a long time. Let's talk about something else that you and I have
okay.
in common, okay?
Okay.
Your car collection. Now, I'm an antique car buff myself, okay? So I didn't know that you had a museum called Ace on Wheels. I have got to come there because I've got a few collectibles myself, and maybe we can share some car stories together.
Oh, I love collecting old cars. I've had so many. In fact, I'm trying to find homes for some of my cars now. I've got so many that I really don't have time to love them like they need love.
Oh,
they need to be driven. They need to be cared for. But I've still got way too many. I've got one that is kind of a prize. It's a number 14 of 50 Excaliburs made in their silver anniversary year.
Oh,
where their first year, 1984.
I know the
where
car.
Where they made a back seat,
yep,
and they have a soft top and a hard top.
That's a gorgeous car.
and it's a white with a silver side.
Well, now you could appreciate what I have then amongst mine. I have a 75 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Elvis bought the first one. That's my prize possession out of the ones I have. But, you know, before you sell those cars, you got to let me know, okay? I want to be first on the list.
Well, you know, when I got my first old car, which was a 31 Model A, I was driving out in the country, and what I noticed was people sitting on their front porch in the summertime in the chairs, husband and wife, when they see the car, the expressions on their face trip them back to a time when life was much more simple.
That's right.
And they smiled, and it was like you could almost see them start to telling stories about that period of time. And it wasn't about me, it was about the car, because they hadn't seen me yet. They saw the car.
Sure.
They might not even ever see me driving down it. And that's what I loved about it. It brought out the goodness in people and the memories that they shared and were able to share with each other, and that's what I love about old cars. I'm a retro guy. I love giving credit to things of the past, give us direction for what paths we should take for the future.
Amen. I agree. Do you have a 55, 56, or 57 Thunderbird in your stack of cars yet?
No, but I've got a 53 Cadillac that was owned by Duncan Hines.
Oh.
It's just got 35,000 miles on it. Doesn't have a panel divider in between the front and back. It's open. It's not a convertible, but it's open there.
Oh, boy, you and I could go on forever and ever about that.
I've got a 48 Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith limousine that was owned by the Russian Tsar when he was in England. It's a right-hand drive.
It's right-hand drive?
Uh-huh, and it was used in England by the Russian Tsar when he would come there. That was his, and Wayne Newton bought that. It came out of the Wayne Newton collection. His brother started a club down in South Tennessee, and it went bottoms up, and I got that out of the bankruptcy.
Wow. I have a Silver Spur, but it's a left-hand drive. I can't get used to the right-hand drive. I feel like I want to deliver mail when I'm on the right-hand drive all the time.
It is a weird trip to drive down the road on the right-hand side. You're constantly wondering if you're getting over that lane.
Dwayne, I appreciate the time you spend with us.
I could talk with you all day.
I was just going to say the same thing with you. But I understand you're going to be near us soon, and I'm hopefully going to be up and seeing you here in the next couple of weeks, my friend.
I would love to see you, and you and your beautiful wife come up and visit with us as our guests, and we'd just love to see you. No strings attached, no baggage, just come and enjoy the evening where we can just laugh and have fun.
Let's do it. Dwayne, we love you, pal, and thank you
for
joining.
Love you too, Ron.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. One of four of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Dwayne Allen, along with, of course, William Lee Golden, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzo, better known to all of us as the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A suspect is on the run after shooting and killing four people in a town about 30 miles south of Atlanta early on Saturday. Authorities have identified the suspect as Andre Longmore, and they say he's in his mid-50s. Escaped prisoner Michael Burham has been captured following a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump on Saturday night was addressing supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is under fire after suggesting COVID-19 was designed to be ethnically targeted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be doing well after being rushed to a Tel Aviv area hospital on Saturday, suffering from dehydration. Netanyahu will remain in the hospital as doctors continue doing tests on the 73-year-old. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And our next guest is no stranger to our show. She's been a friend of the show for many, many years. And I remember the first time I saw her in concert back in the early 80s. I'll tell you about that when we bring our guest on, who's a great percussionist, singer, and author, and actress, all around full package, Sheila E. Hi, Sheila. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron. It's nice to be here.
It's always nice chatting with you. I enjoyed very much. And let me tell you, the first time I saw you perform, I owned a radio station up in Pennsylvania, and we had a concert at the Buffalo Civic Arena, and you were the opening act for Prince. And they had placed me right in the first row in the 17,000-seat venue, like about 10 feet away from you. And I got to tell you, you stole the show. You were sensational.
Oh, thank you so much.
I told everybody I was with, I said, this young lady has got to be the best thing out there. Boy, unbelievable. Well, let's, first of all, before we start talking about your tremendous career, let's talk about the fact that the third season of The Family Business, Carl Weber's The Family Business, is now streaming on BET. And this show has taken off. I love it. It's kind of a crime story, if you will, now in its third season.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be a part of this Carl Weber's series of books. And this is his number one book right now, The Family Business. And, I'm a part of this incredible story. It is crime. It is a little dark. It's drama. I'm excited. My character's name is Maude, and my younger brother, my brother's name is Sebastian, and he's a club promoter. And we're based out of Miami. I have a beautiful spa salon, and there's product that's being moved in and out of Miami, and I know the good people, and I know a lot of the bad people, and they know me as well. And some product comes through Miami, I get a hold of it, and things kind of turn bad. And my brother, Sebastian, has to find out where did I get the product from.
This season in The Family Duncans, there's a lot of new exciting characters, is there not?
Yes, there's every season from what I hear, they've been bringing in more people, more cast, and I've only met a few people in the cast right now, because when I filmed my portion of it, I didn't get to meet a lot of the main characters. Valerie Pickford, I do know. I've known her for a very long time. I haven't seen her, but it's interesting because yesterday we were doing Entertainment Tonight, and it's the first time I've met Ernie Hudson, so I was excited because I'm a fan, and I was able to meet him for the first time on a television show that we were doing together to promote the show. A lot of great cast. All-star cast, and it really is exciting for them to allow me to be a part of this amazing show.
Gina, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. With all the excitement that it is for a performer on stage, the charisma of the audience, the excitement of the audience, the instant reaction to the performance, the adulation, compared to making a television show or a movie where it is a different kind of artistic ability and a different kind of reaction, because, you know, you're basically have no audience. You have a bunch of people that are walking around, and there's a lot of waiting when it comes to that. How does that make you feel? Because you're full of excitement when you're on stage.
Well, I have to say that there's one thing that's similar to performing and then doing this television show. One is I still had the butterflies. I was so nervous. I was excited. I was waiting to do this. It was like, okay, this is a new song. I have to learn the lyrics. Like, my songs that I write, I even forget my own lyrics. Like, I have to do cheat sheets to sometimes remember a new song. I had to treat it as such. You do have an audience in a sense because, you know, once you do what you're doing and after you're done, it's like they're going to clap and go, all right, that was great, cut. Or they're going to go, we should do it one more time. So it is a little bit different, but you're still performing in a sense. And again, this is new territory for me, so, you know, I was extremely nervous, excited but nervous.
I got to tell you something. I can understand being nervous, but don't worry about it because it's coming off great. It really is.
Uh-huh.
From a family of musicians, I can relate to that because I am too, but not at the level that your family was at. Got interested in music at 3, and your first public performance
was at 5 years old with your father. You were influenced by him, your uncles, and your godfather was Tito Puente. Boy, I tell you something, what a bunch of great teachers you had.
Yes, to be able to be in a family, growing up in a family that very musical. My dad practicing every day, jam sessions on the weekends. Sometimes his band would rehearse in the middle of the living room. I mean, being surrounded by music, and then being born and raised in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, the music scene there was just incredible. You know, you had Santana, Grateful Dead, Jefferson, Starship, Jefferson, Airplane, you know, Tower Power, Pointer Sisters, the list goes on, Sly and the Family Stone, and then my dad, Latin Jazz Band, and then having other artists come from New York, like Tito Puente and Mongo Santa Maria, Eddie Palmieri. It's incredible.
What great names, man. I tell you something. Think the secret to this business you have captured, and that is diversify. Because a lot of people don't. A lot of people can't diversify. You know, if they're a great singer, they can't write a book or they can't act. You know, there are exceptions, of course, to the rule, Elvis Presley being one, although I don't think he ever wrote a book. In fact, I know he never wrote a book. But the fact of the matter is that you are so diversified that you have never stopped working at all, ever. And the amazing... Well, I think that's fantastic. That's great. I'm sure a million people ask you this. But back in the days that I just mentioned to you about being the opening act for Prince, was Prince ever concerned that you could outshine him? That's a real concern about artists who have such a great opening act as you were. You were phenomenal.
I don't think that he was ever concerned. I mean, it was the point of... He was watching me. I, again, met him in 77, 78, so we grew up together. And the first time I introduced him to Latin jazz music was my dad's band. And I said, look, our whole family plays. Come and check us out. He came to the show, and he's just like, what the heck? You guys are insane. Like, this is crazy. Like, where did you come from? That's it. He kept saying, where did you guys come from? And I'm like, but we grew up in that environment of music, you know, and so for us to perform, and especially our whole family, for him to see what we did live, I mean, he was a fan, you know, and he loved it.
That's great. That's good to hear. That's a real sign of a professional, too. The name of her memoir is The Beat of My Own Drum. I love that. It's so good. And are you going to do some more touring here?
I know. We started doing dates already.
Good.
We're playing shows already, so I do have a couple of more shows. Yeah, I mean, it's been great to play live music, continue to try to move to whatever our new normal is. But it's been great. And also, my dad just finished, again, he has a new album out. He's 86, and I love that he's still doing his thing as well. And I have a new salsa single that's going to come out. First time I'm ever doing salsa, so I'm excited about that. That's coming out in November. And my dad and I made history this year. We are receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Latin Grammys in November. First time two people with the same name, and first time father and daughter. So a lot of great things are happening this year, and we're excited about all the things that are going on.
Sheila, I couldn't be happier for you and your family because you deserve it. You're terrific talents, all of you. And any time you want to come back, Sheila, there's always a door open for you and a microphone available because we always enjoy when you're here. Is that possible?
That would be great, Ron. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Sheila. Stay safe. Look forward to your return. Okay.
Thank you so much.
As we said before, percussionist, singer, author, actress, she does it all, Sheila E. And boy, if you get a chance to see her in concert, do it. She is out of sight. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to our lifestyles portion of Ron Segi today. Summer is a great time to focus on a lot of things, one of which is good healthy eating, keeping yourself fit, and your mental health got to be there too. And joining us right now is the author of 7 books, including The Brain Fog Fix, Healing the Broken Brain, Diet Rehab. He does a radio show. He's been on a show in the past. Joining us right now is best-selling author and psychotherapist, Dr. Mike Dow. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Great, Ron. So happy to be back.
Summertime is here. You got to have the right attitude to feel not only good physically, mentally. Sometimes with everything that's going on in the world, it's tough to reach those goals. How do you do it, doctor?
It really is. You know, so one of the best tips that I have is with all the negativity in the world, when you notice that inner critic saying something negative to you or that hopeless mentality, just sort of notice that inner critic and sort of talk back to him. Just say, okay, I hear you, but there are also so many things in your life, in my life, in all of our lives to be grateful for. So when you start to train your brain to look for the what's right, you become more optimistic, which is just wonderful for not only your mental health, but we also know that optimistic people have better physical health as well.
Is it mind over matter a truism?
It really is. It doesn't matter what you do, it's how you look at it. So it is certainly what I do with my patients, is really helping them to see whatever circumstance that life has dealt them in a more positive way.
And does diet and nutrition have a bearing on this? Because people turn to junk food, they turn to alcohol, they turn to a lot of things. What they think is they're head together, and that probably is just a Band-Aid over a problem that's going to increase.
Absolutely, Ron. And most people don't realize how profound the nutrition-mental health connection is. And when people are eating those foods or drinking too much alcohol, they're usually doing it to numb or to tune out that inner critic because they are in so much pain. So what I really want people to do is to look at their diet. In one of my books, The Sugar Brain Fix, I help people to understand that sugar isn't just leading to diabetes. Sugar and also its cousin flour, they have been shown in research to shrink your brain, and that leads to depression and also increases your risk for dementia. So yes, our diet has a profound effect on our health.
Really? Sugar can enhance Alzheimer's?
Absolutely. It drastically can increase people's risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, now let's talk about the fuel. That's hydration.
Yeah.
Everybody tells me, including my doctor, drink a lot of water. That's great. But water, to me, is boring. And I hate to say that because people say, hey, you drink a lot of water. I say, oh, yeah, I drink a lot of water. But I don't. That's not good, is it?
It's not. And what I would say to you is find something that is healthy that gives you that delicious flavor. I love Liquid IV. It has these really terrific flavors, lemon, lime, acai berry, passion fruit. And why this is important, so what Liquid IV does, when we're sweating a lot in these summer months, it means that we are losing minerals and electrolytes. So Liquid IV's hydration multiplier actually is an electrolyte drink that delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone. You can find Liquid IV at the Vitamin Shop on vitaminshop.com, which is the leading destination for lifelong wellness solutions. And you just add it to water, and if water is boring to people like you, Ron, well, Liquid IV can help, as it's helping your body to stay hydrated.
So I'm assuming that these 2 or 3 cups of coffee that I have are doing me no good.
Coffee definitely is going to work against the hydration effect in your body. You are correct.
Okay. What about the part that my wife gets on me all the time for? You know, a lot of people love this, but to me it is like pulling teeth, and that is exercising. Get cycling, go out and walk. I mean, how do you make that fun? You know, I've never seen, doctor, a guy running up my street, or a woman for that matter, in Orlando, Florida, where the temperature is very hot, running with a smile on their face. I've never seen that.
Yeah. So what I would say, Ron, you know, to get your wife off your back, and for all those people who want to make something fun, exercise can be fun. I really love biking. I remember my very first bike when I was 7 or 8. It was a Huffy. And today, Huffy has a variety of styles that are really fun, not just bikes, but e-bikes. And what's interesting about e-bikes, you still do have to pedal. It just gives you that little extra oomph, which if it's hot in Orlando, it can help you to bike outdoors for longer. You know, Huffy has different bikes, scooters, e-bikes available in almost every size and style. They've got a product to help everybody live the ride so that we can all have a healthier and more active summer. You know, I was mentioning that e-bike. They have this very cool new one I was just on yesterday, the Huffy Everett Plus Electric Comfort Bike, which is great for those riders who want to spend more time outdoors, hopefully with a smile on their face.
I can't believe you had a Huffy. I had a Huffy, too.
Oh, you did?
I loved my Huffy.
Too.
Yeah. What about travel? Is that a way to break the monotony? I do a lot of stuff working in my home and a lot of stuff working in a studio, and everything is inside and becomes the same environment. And after a while, you go a little loony. Is travel a way to break that monotony and keep you healthy? Does it keep your brain going?
It does. You know, what's really interesting, number one, as you mentioned, it gets us out of that rut, that monotony. And anytime you're experiencing a novel, something new, a new city, something that you don't do often, your brain is going to release dopamine. But then the other thing, you know, we talked about how sugar shrinks your brain. Well, guess what? When you create these mental maps of a new city and teach yourself how to get around in Tampa or New York or Chicago, Your brain is creating these mental maps, which can help the hippocampus in the brain, which is the part of the brain most associated with memory, not just for your mental health and that excitement and happiness. It's helpful for relationships. You know, it brings people closer together. It gets us off our phones as we're experiencing new things. And, yeah, releasing all those feel-good neurotransmitters in the brain, too.
I mentioned the fact that the three books of seven that you have written, and I failed to mention the fact that these are bestsellers not only in America, but around the world, in Europe and Asia. Tell us about your radio show a little bit.
So on my radio show, I've really talked about this intersection of health, wellness, of nutrition. And, you know, one of the things that I'm always talking about, and, you know, this book is doing very well in Asia right now because of this post-COVID inflammation that people have. And, of course, one of the most common symptoms of post-COVID or long COVID is brain fog. So in the brain fog fix, and everybody should listen up to this, we know that inflammation in the brain when there is an infection or from stress or from our Western processed diets, one of the great ways to decrease inflammation in the brain, no matter what country you live in, is omega-3s. These omega-3s, they're just wonderful. You can find them in walnuts, in chia seeds, in salmon, especially wild-caught salmon, and they will counteract the inflammation from our stressful modern lives. So find little ways. What I like to do every single morning, I have a little mix that's pre-made with walnuts and chia seeds and goji berries, and I just scoop it over my Greek yogurt in the morning. It's good to go. I'm getting a lot of those omega-3s first thing in the morning.
I think we've covered a lot today, don't you know?
We sure have, Ron. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you.
Now, Doctor, where can we go for more information?
For more information, you can go to tipsontv.com or my website, drmikedow.com.
Dr. Mike Dow has been our guest, best-selling author, psychotherapist. Doctor, thank you so much and look forward to your return. I'm sure you will have more information to disseminate to us a little later on in the year, so we look forward to that.
Me too. Happy summer, Ron.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Same to you. Great plethora of ideas and ways to make yourself really feel good, not only physically, but mentally with Dr. Mike Dow. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's a wrap for Ron Sedgie today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include Brenda Lee, actor Jeff Goldblum, the daughter of the great Gary Cooper, Maria Cooper, Israel Del Toro, a gentleman who, when you see him, you would recognize him. He completely lost his face in an IED accident, completely burned. You'll know who I'm talking about when you watch those Tunnel of Power commercials. Also from the Oaks, Dwayne Allen, Sheila E., and Dr. Mike Dow. Hey, we're going to look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.